here at the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League's annual meeting and expo in Austin, Texas, and I'm with Mr. Marcus Cotton from CU Resources Group. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking time to hang out with us for a few minutes.
No problem at all.
How's the conference going? There's a lot of stuff going on here
right now.
I think it's lunchtime, actually. That's why it's so busy.
It's very busy. One thing after another.
That's right. Yeah. So how's the conference going for you?
Very well.
Yeah?
Very well. Shaking a lot of hands, meeting a lot of people, and putting a face with the name, so it's been going very well.
I saw you yesterday in the Disrupt or Be Disrupted or Disruptor session in there with all the CEOs and stuff, which was fascinating,
yes,
by the way.
Very intriguing conversation going on there.
Absolutely. So it was really cool. Really cool stuff. The topic at hand that you want to talk about is War on Executive Leadership. So what is going on here? I know there's a war on talent, as far as bringing in really good talent to credit unions, but what's the war on executive leadership? What's that all about?
That's just going a little bit more specific with
okay.
what this war is actually all about. I'll tell you, over the next 5 to 10 years, they're saying that anywhere between 33% to 50% of the executive leadership in credit unions are going to be retired.
Oh, I agree. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's conservative, I think.
And there's new numbers coming out now. They're saying, well, you know what, we may need to raise that.
I heard 65%.
To as high as 65%.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be a war on, on surviving.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to actually survive? Because you're going to have to find talent.
Right.
In order for your credit union to move on to the next level.
Yeah, so how's this going to impact credit unions? Because they need to... I'm assuming that they need to start planning now on succession planning, that type of stuff?
A couple of things that I'll say. I go to conferences all over the country and I hear about succession planning. And yes, every credit union needs to be putting a very solid succession plan in place right now. But it doesn't matter how strong your succession plan is if you don't have a very solid retention plan.
So if
you've identified that, hey, Tom's going to be the next CEO of our
mm-hmm.
organization,
mm-hmm.
and we want to start getting him ready, but all of a sudden, what if he gets approached, in the next year or 2 years
by recruiters
because of his demand?
Yeah.
And saying, hey, we can make you a CEO right now. You don't have to wait,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be able to offer you everything that you're getting where you're at right now.
Mm.
So that's really what the impact is going to be, and I think credit unions are going to have to look at. Going outside the industry. I think at this point, a lot of credit unions are very reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you that anything below the CEO level, I bet you probably 75 to 80% of the credit unions out there will look at talent outside the industry,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the banking industry primarily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for the CEO position, 99% of the credit unions out there will only consider someone that's from the credit union space. Absolutely.
Because I was at a recent conference where I've actually facilitated it. There was it was all about former bankers becoming credit union CEOs, and it was fascinating to talk to them. Like, why did they come over to our side, basically, and what motivates them, and what do they think of it now? That type of stuff. It was fascinating.
But it was a very small percentage.
You are exactly right.
Yes.
But there might be a growing trend here because of, like they said, the war on talent. But there's not.
Right.
A whole lot of talent out there right now because it's all taken up.
Absolutely.
Because of the low unemployment.
And we're seeing mergers take place, but mergers aren't going to be able to keep up with the demand. And to be honest with you, I don't think the credit industries have done a very effective job at developing talent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to come back to bite us over the next.
So what can they do? What's their solution here? Obviously, develop talent in-house. For that just-in-case situation, or
I'll tell you, when I talk to boards, historically boards have really wanted to hire the COO or the CFO, but now boards are starting to open up and be like, hey, listen, let's start to look at where we really want to go, what we really need to do. So they're starting to look at IT professionals because everything's being driven by technology.
Right, the importance of it,
yeah. They're starting to look at HR professionals now because they're wanting to change their culture
mm-hmm.
so they can actually retain
mm-hmm.
more of their employees.
Yeah.
They're starting to look at marketing professionals now because they're wanting to create more awareness.
Mm-hmm.
They're wanting to go after that younger membership, which every credit union is trying to go
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
So that's just some of the things that's actually happening in the industry right now and with the impact actually.
Okay, all right, cool. So what can we do about it in the meantime? What do we do, Marcus? What do we do about in the meantime? Because, I mean, this is happening. It's not happening next year or the year after. It's happening right now.
It is. It is. So, I mean, the biggest thing that we've been going around talking to credit unions about is developing relationships with executive search firms. All right. They're going to have the tools and the resources necessary to help credit unions really get through this crunch that this industry is about to go through.
Yeah.
The expertise. Yes, absolutely.
All righty, sir. Well, anything else to add here to wrap up? Because, I mean, this is a situation that's not going to end anytime soon. I think we're in this for the next at least 5 years.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's going to probably be the next 10 to 15 years it's going to go on. Yeah. The biggest thing at this point is I think credit unions need to take a really good look at, you know, developing talent. I do know some organizations, some CEOs out there that's created what's called a rotational program, where they're actually moving their leaders around every 2 to 3 years. So you'll spend 2 or 3 years as the head of lending. From there, you'll spend 2 to 3 years as the head of marketing.
Good move.
Yes. All right. And I'll tell you, boards are still looking for that diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think credit unions got to spend the next couple of years really trying to play catch up and figure out how we're going to start to cultivate talent.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to definitely have to look at utilizing, you know, search firms that have the tools to go outside the industry and bring some of that talent back to the credit unions.
Right. And I think you can also flip it too to the actual executive. I mean, if you want to further your career, get to know these different departments and stuff. Don't silo yourself
into
one thing.
Absolutely.
Go venture out and do the same thing that
you
just said.
That's exactly what these boards are looking for. They're looking for that diversity. Yes, that's correct.
Because we need these people. We need these top talent people in here for sure.
We do.
All right, Marcus. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. And this is actually a really white hot topic right now in our industry. And thank you very much for divulging
No problem.
This stuff.
Thanks a lot.